Disc 3.
Chapter 9. Bobby's cell phone rang the minute he left the house. He didn't feel like driving into Boston. Just the parking would bankrupt him, and frankly, without flashing red lights to back him up, he wasn't stupid enough to brave the traffic. So he walked to the bus stop with his head down and shoulders rounded, feeling conspicuous in broad daylight, like a felon from America's Most Wanted. Thank God Jimmy Gagnon had been white, Bobby thought, or he'd never be able to leave his home. His phone bleated again. He flipped it open suspiciously, the wind already ripping the words from his lips.
Yeah? Bobby, thank God. I've been trying to reach you since last night.
Hey, Pop. Bobby relaxed, but only a fraction. He continued walking, his legs eating up the 6 blocks to the bus stop.
I called you this morning, but couldn't get through. Had to take the phone off the hook. Damn reporters wouldn't stop bothering me. Sorry about that. I didn't tell him anything. Good for nothing, sons of bitches.
Bobby's father hated journalists almost as much as presidents from the Democratic Party.
You okay? Working on it. Unpaid leave? Till we hear from the DA. I did a little calling around,
Pop said. Once upon a time, Bobby's father had gone by his real name, Larry, but then he'd set up shop as a custom pistol smith to augment his retirement income. So many of his customers were Bobby's fellow police officers. They'd started calling him Pop, too, and now it had stuck. Bobby'd been surprised by the evolution. Sure, his gruff, hard-assed father would hate the familiarity, but Larry didn't seem to mind. Sometimes he even appeared flattered. Things changed, Bobby supposed. In his own way, Bobby was trying to change, too. It was just a longer time coming.
I'm hearing good things,
Pop said quietly.
You did what you had to do.
Bobby shrugged. Saying thanks would sound too cavalier. Saying anything else would be ungrateful.
Bobby, I know I should have tried harder to call you,
Bobby cut in.
I shouldn't have left you so long to worry. It's not that.
Bobby rushed on quickly now before he lost his courage.
I guess it all just hit me harder than I thought. I mean, I don't doubt taking the shot. I could only act on what I saw, and what I saw told me to shoot. But still, the guy's kid was in the room, right there, not 5 feet away, and I blew his father's brains out. Now the boy has to live with what I did, and I have to live with what I did, and I...
Bobby's voice broke off, sounded more ragged than he would have liked. Jesus, how did he get into this mess? Pop didn't try to say anything this time.
It gets to me, Pop,
Bobby said more quietly.
I didn't think it would. But it gets to me. And last night,